What's up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. We are back on the Chaos Couch casting because the house that I said I didn't have enough money for and because I didn't pay my taxes is flooded. So we had to come back to the Chaos Couch with the roaches and the families in the back room being silent. Shout out my next door neighbor for my shirt. Thank you. I'm going to let my thighs roam free today. I'm going to go Chrissy Thunder Thighs today because I want to tell you something. I want to look to the camera and I want to tell you something. I am beautiful. I am strong. I love myself. And I want you guys to give yourselves a hug today as we start the show. Okay. I want to start being more positive. I don't want the only thing to be positive on me be HPV anymore. I want, and COVID. I want to be more positive because a lot of you guys, you know, and by the way, I appreciate all the support from the fans. A lot of you guys come up to me on the street now. You say, what's up, Chrissy Bitch Hips, lunch lady ass. You throw packs of mayonnaise at me. And I know you do that because I beat myself up week in and week out on the podcast, which I like to do and it's fun to do. I know last week Vin, you know, said I had a triangle ass, which I do. I'm Chrissy Scaling Triangle Ass. Chrissy Isosceles. Chrissy Obtuse. And I do need to do better with my eating habits. I can't continue to eat tiramisu nightly, even though I do love tiramisu, there's a new variant called the Moo variant, and I'm calling it the tiramisu variant. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. And I don't know if my vaccine is going to prevent against it. I don't know. That's the thing with me is you're never going to know if I got a real or fake. So I'm like Kim Kardashian. I don't know if she's real or fake. I'm not sure. I just know I like it. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. But I honestly, if you gave me the choice to have sex with Kim Kardashian or Caitlyn Jenner, I would go Caitlyn Jenner first. I just watched her Untold thing on Netflix and I would bang out Caitlyn Jenner immediately and Bruce. But I just want to say that I love myself. I'm proud to be myself. Yes, I have a lunch lady ass and the bottom half of my body is a woman and the top half is a man and I'm Chrissy the Minotaur. But I just want to let you know that I love myself and I'm hugging myself. I get messages from you guys a lot constantly where I felt like I needed to address this. You're always like, hey, don't be so down on yourself. You're a beautiful person. I know, okay? I play games. I do comedy. I'm just kidding around. But yes, I do. I am going to start loving myself more. I'm Chrissy Robbins because here's the thing. Tony Robbins is from Florida, I believe the West Palm Beach or Fort Lauderdale area. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale next week, okay? The Dania Improv, September 17th and 18th. And guess what? We just added a show on Sunday. So now we got the 9th, September 19th, because you guys wanted all the Tiki Wikis. So now we got a Sunday show. So go to ChristyComedy.com and get the tickets. Dania Beach Improv, Fort Lauderdale. We're coming, babe. And guess what? The other big news is, you ready for this? T.T. Jerry's coming. It's T.T. Jerry's birthday, September 18th. T.T. Jerry is coming the first time on a plane ever in her life, other than being transported to prison, she said, is coming with me to Florida. I had to call her parole officer. T.T. Jerry has said she will come on stage one of the shows, and she will be selling the merch at every single show and at the meet and greet. If you go to ChristyComedy.com, go to the Dania Point, Dania Improv website for September 17th to 19th, all those meet and greet tickets, T.T. Jerry will be with me at the meet and greet. So there you go. It's going to be great.
Yeah, first time on the plane. The only other time she's been in an aircraft is helicopter with me and when she got stabbed through the lungs in prison.
Yes, that's the only two times she's been in the air. The only time she's never been 30,000 feet. She's never been that high other than when she's been on crack. So which is good. Literally, she's going to be higher than the time she was on crack for the first time in her life on the plane. And I think we're going to fly United just so there's a chance that the flight attendants will beat the shit out of us. Because I just want to see a flight attendant come and beat the piss out of T.T. Jerry and see what happens. Because T.T. Jerry will stab you. T.T. Jerry will kill somebody on that flight with a bag of peanuts. So I just want to say I'm Chrissy Robbins. I love myself. And I'm happy. And don't get it twisted though. By the time I'm 40, I probably will hang myself from one of the fans on my shirt. So I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love myself and I love you and thanks for the support. So also want to shout out the pool service company that fixed my pool on Long Island. We got it fixed. I got a really cheap price to fix it, like $150. Guy came in, fixed it, and we went back the next day with our swimsuits on and the pool is fully green. So I just want to shout out my green pool. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I also want to shout out the painting company who's painting the house. Thank you guys so much. It came out fantastic. I appreciate it. It looks great. And I'm really happy that when the finished product has finally been completed, Vinny took a look at it and wants it all done again. And we have to paint all other parts of it now black, which we will probably either hire another painting company for because Vinny's too embarrassed to call you guys and tell her that she wants the railings painted black, or we'll have TT Jerry do it and we'll also be done wrong. That's the thing. Welcome to the chaos. Nothing is ever smooth and easy. One more shout out. This is Chrissy Robbins. I want to shout out the Infiniti QX80 that I just bought. Beautiful car. We're in it. The navigation system doesn't work. I've had the car for 24 hours and the navigation system doesn't work. They're saying it needs a new chip, which is going to take over a month. So I said, fuck it. I don't care about it. I'm just going to use Apple CarPlay until I got to give the car back, which will probably be in less than a month or so because now I've taken on 2 car payments and I can't pay my taxes. Vinny's waiting in the corner. What happened, Vinny? Oh, okay. So what happened? Just please come over. Just quick, Vinny, if you're going to come into the living space, then you need to say something. What happened? Why are you mad? By the way, it's 11:30. Vinny just woke up. Vinny's on heroin.
You gave me a paper straw for my coffee.
I gave you a paper straw for your coffee? Yeah. I didn't do it. The place we ordered from gave paper straws because they're tree huggers.
How am I supposed to drink my coffee?
How about don't use a straw and use those lips?
I didn't sleep because I was up with the baby all night.
Okay,
you
that's your job.
Us,
you're,
did you?
You're the mother. I need to get a good night's rest so I can take the kids to school properly and do this podcast. I need to make sure I need to be bright. I need to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Is that what they say? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I need to get a good sleep because I got to take TT Jerry on an aircraft. So you need to be alert at all times because you know she's going to stick her dick in the oxygen machine. By the way, Vinny is not pregnant. For all the people asking, because I posted. Vinny, is that confirmed? Yes.
Wow, congrats.
Oh, it's now she's saying it's not confirmed. Yeah. Yeah, this is the first time Vinny hasn't been pregnant since 9/11. So it's great. By the way, shout out 9/11. It just passed 20th anniversary. I've been watching the 9/11 Netflix documentary. It's very interesting. The untold stories about 9/11 where they, you know, kind of are confirming with government officials that, like, there was no reason to ever enter Iraq. Like, Iraq was a made-up war.
Isn't Biden releasing some, like, documents about 9/11 this week?
Is Biden releasing a 9/11 doc? I don't know. Maybe is, maybe isn't. I know that now the federal government, even though Nancy Pelosi, who since I've gotten the vaccine I actually like, so Nancy Pelosi said, you know, a couple of months ago that no politicians would have to be mandated to get the vaccine. But now Biden, Joey B, came in and said all federal employers or anyone contracted by the federal government must be mandated to get the vaccine with no option to test. So obviously what the government knows, and I don't think they care about, is that's going to make the rise in fake vaccine cards go up, of course. And people are going to find ways around it. And, you know, what are you going to throw? The whole country in prison? That you're going to throw 50 million people in jail? It's not going to happen.
I think
you know?
They already did.
I know. We already got that. I know. Now it's time for white people to pay the price. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the conspiracy. Maybe the vaccine card, the fake vaccine card, because mostly white people that have the fake vaccine cards, maybe the fake vaccine card is going to be how when they would arrest, you know, black and Latino people for bullshit crimes and give them way more years in prison for, like, selling a dime bag of weed, maybe now it's role reversal where it's like you're going to get 7 years in prison to have a fake-ass vax card because that's mostly going to be white. So now it's going to be white people's turn to make the license plates in prison. Should we own a prison? Should we try to open up our own prison and we would just do a thing where I would like just, honestly, if I was a prison warden, I'm telling you, if I was a prison warden and you were a prisoner in my jail, all you would have to do is talk to me for a few minutes and I'd probably let you out of jail. I'd probably let everyone out of jail immediately.
TT would be warden. Stop playing around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. TT. Oh, could you imagine TT as prison warden? That would be, we got to do a thing where we go back to jail with TT. I guess I will when I get caught for tax evasion.
Did you see this?
China limits online video games to 3 hours a week for young people. I kind of agree with that. The Mu variant, the tiramisu variant. I agree with that because my kids, okay, so first of all, the Infiniti QX80 that I got, which is a very nice car that doesn't have a GPS. Also, the TVs and the headrests don't work. Now, I didn't pay extra money for the TVs and the headrests. The TVs and the headrests came in that, and I thought, I'm going to solve the problems with my kids because we were in my other car and they were cramped. Now we got three rows. All the kids got room. They could all chill out, but there's TVs in the headrest where my stepson sits and where I have Violet, the baby. That's where I need to put her car seat, right behind me. And then Delilah's got to sit in the third row. So Delilah and Tristan were fist fighting today as I was driving them to school because, you know, Vinny wanted to be sleeping in of all, you know, all hours of the morning because she's, you know, claiming Violet was up all night. But meanwhile, I was sleeping next to her. I didn't hear Violet wake up once. But Vinny wanted to sleep in till 11:30 this morning because she's hiding a drug problem. So I had to take the kids to school by myself, and my kids were beating the shit out of each other in the back seat of the car going over the bridge. And Tristan ripped Delilah's mask. And now I sent my kid into school with no mask, and they were yelling at me. The people at Delilah's school were yelling at me. They're like, how do you not have a backup mask? I was like, because I'm anti-vax. No, I'm kidding. I was like, because I'm a Republican. This is Florida. What do you do? Vin, you can't just tiptoe around. Speak into the mic, please.
Need help?
I want to pack.
You want to pack?
I'm just grabbing this bin.
Get
so
over
I can
it.
Pack.
Why did I pay?
And you know what? People wouldn't be surprised if I was on drugs. I have to deal with you.
Please.
Thank you, Pimp.
Now I got homeless Pimp moving stuff for me.
But I was just grabbing it myself.
Okay, but can I ask you why you're packing things up when
I ask you why you didn't move?
Because
the laundry basket.
Because you want to sleep in. Because you want to sleep in till fucking 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know what to do. My question is to you, Vin. I paid money to hire movers. Why are you doing? They're doing
because
everything.
They don't pack for
yes,
you.
Yes, they do.
They
I paid for that. I paid for extra for that. So the
he
guy
also thought that we were going to move in one day. He thought we were going to pack and move in one day.
What? Why do we need? I don't have any time to do it before then.
Maybe stop scheduling all these shows when we're in the middle of moving.
Well, maybe stop wanting me to repaint and paint and get this thing and that thing and buy an $8,000 couch just from Ray Moore Flanagan.
That's fair.
Seriously, now I got to work. I have to work now because of you. Seriously. And then I'm going to do all this just for you to throw me out. And I'm going to live in one of these freaking boxes.
I'm making sure it gets done now.
God. You know what? I don't even care. I don't even care if that happens. I don't. You know what? I don't even care anymore.
No, I know you don't care.
No, I do. Listen. I'm Chrissy Robbins. I do care, and that would be hurtful. But I want to remind you, Vinny, that suffering is just obsession with self, okay? If it's not going to matter in 5 months, don't give it more than 5 minutes. And here's a little quote from Helen Keller.
She left.
Yeah, Vinny walked out. Here's a little quote from Helen Keller. Be happy with what you have while working for what you want. So shout out Helen Keller's blind ass. That's a very good quote. And honestly, that might be my next tattoo. Be happy with what you have. But while simultaneously going for what you want. Or be content, be happy with what you have while working for what you want. That's from Helen Keller, a.k.a. Chrissy Keller. Can I put on your glasses and be Chrissy Keller?
Yeah.
Here it is. So for the remainder of the episode, I'm going to be Chris Keller. I'm going to be Chrissy Keller.
That's what it is.
How is it offensive? Insensitive? You know what's insensitive? Waking up at noon and having me take care of the kids like I'm their mom, okay? I know I got titties, but I ain't a mother. Speak into the microphone if you want to be on the podcast. By the way, Vinny is going to be my guest on the Patreon. So,
nice.
Vinny, we're going to sit down. We're going to sit down and have Vinny on the Patreon. So, you know, anybody who's got any questions. Wow, she said she's going to do the Chris and Eddie show, if you guys don't know what the Chris and Eddie show is, at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Go there right now. That's where all the behind the scenes of this podcast happen. Not even behind the scenes. There's just full other episodes. It's a whole other show that we do only at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. And we get really wild and really silly willy because it's behind the paywall. It starts at $5 a month. That's a cup of coffee. It's easy. Join the Christians. We do for the $25 level, the premiere, the In the Closet Till My Dad Dies tier, we do a show where I take edibles and do the show, and I call edibles Eddie's, hence the Chris and Eddie Show, patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Vinny's going to be a guest.
Yeah, and we're recording three of those in a row this week, so you will be in outer space.
Yes. So because we didn't do them for the last 3 months, sorry. It's all Dr. Ouchie Fauci's fault. We are going to do three in a row next week, and we are going to be all caught up, and you will get your money's worth, and I apologize for that, and I promise you it will all be taken care of. Now, what do we got here? 24-year-old Chloe Morzak from Illinois was arrested after allegedly using this fake COVID-19 vaccine card to enter Hawaii and avoid travel restrictions. It says Moderna instead of Moderna. What an idiot. It says Moderna. Oh, my God. What a dumb vaccine. I mean, that's ridiculous. Imagine T.T. Jerry with a fake vaccine card. It would say Modelo. Modelo. Vizine. The COVID-19 Vizine record card. Now, but she didn't go to jail, though, right? Because they say 7 years in prison. I don't think that that's going to happen.
I don't know. If you make a fake driver's license, it's like 15 years. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's so dumb. We'll see what happens. I mean, I know a guy in London right now, and if any of our fans in the UK, he's saying that in England, they're not mandating anything, that people walk around with masks or without masks, and everyone just does whatever they want to do, but they're suggested to get the vaccine and wear a mask. Is that true for my UK fans? Email the podcast, ChristyKSPodcast@gmail.com, or just tweet or Instagram me at ChristyComedy. Let me know. People have been asking, are we going to make a Christy Chaos Instagram? I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I kind of just like having it all on, you know, through Christy Comedy, but we'll see.
It says, like, heavy jail sentence. It doesn't have details here.
You will. Listen, the thing is I understand now that it's 7 years for a fake vaccine card, and you can murder someone and be out in a week. And that's just the way the cookie's going to crumble for the next couple of years until we get past this, because that's just what I know. It doesn't make any sense, but the law is going to come down on you hard with the fakes. That's what it is.
I mean, it's these poor people working at Rikers. Have you seen this?
No, what happened?
It's out of control at
Rikers. What's happening at Rikers now? Shout out Rikers Island.
Inmates are dying. The guards have lost control of the prison.
Because of COVID?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Interesting. Well, I mean, T.T. Jerry. T.T. Jerry's been at Rikers many times.
She's the only person who can save it.
That's the superhero that the world needs, little T.T. 24-year-old man found dead in cell as staff in crisis. What do you mean dead? What happened? He didn't die of COVID.
I think the inmates are running the place, man.
Oh, and they killed somebody? Authorities are investigating the death of Esaias Johnson, who was found unresponsive in his cell at Rikers on Tuesday and pronounced dead at 9:45. Maybe hung himself? Or will receive a full investigation? Okay.
It's crazy. I've seen a few news stories about it, but yeah, de Blasio's just ignoring it for now.
Yeah, de Blasio doesn't give a shit. The mayor of New York City doesn't care at all anymore, I think, because he's like that lame duck mayor. His term is up anyway at the end of next year. So maybe Eric Adams will win. Maybe Curtis Siwa. I don't know. We'll see.
Here, this actually looks pretty crazy, this video. Hold on.
Yeah, let's
second.
See. We're going to watch a video right now of what's going on at Rikers Island, one of the most famous, notorious prisons in New York City.
A murder.
Who's that, Darlene Rodriguez?
Released from Rikers Island.
And now police are trying to track him down. Christina Maurice, this detainee, was released 2 days ago due to a clerical error. Now the Joint Fugitive Task
Force. They released him. So they released this guy on an attempted murder charge because of a clerical error.
Second time in a week this has happened.
So they filed the wrong paperwork, and it's like when you get the wrong leg amputated. They let a murderer out, but gave an accountant 50 years. Hilarious. What's going on? Oh, did my Wi-Fi?
Maybe your Wi-Fi's crapping out.
God, I can't wait. The new house, when the waters recede, has Verizon Fios. That's way better, right? Than this bullshit Spectrum I have. Spectrum stinks.
I don't even know anymore. I feel like it's all Bitcoin. I don't know which one's good.
Bitcoin's going up, too. I was thinking about buying more Bitcoin, even though I have no money for taxes.
You saw they blocked Bitcoin giving its own, like, crypto loans out? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know. Here, let's see.
Accidentally released.
Clerical errors.
This is being fully investigated right now. We're going to put additional safeguards in place to make sure this never happens again. It's very frustrating. It was based on a court order, but it was apparently, you know, one case that this inmate had connected to him, but there were other charges, obviously, as well, that should have meant he remained incarcerated. So we're going to get a full review of this immediately.
Oh, my God. So some – wait, by the way, somebody gets put in bail for a dollar? What? Like, don't even have bail then. It's like, oh, yeah, you're in bail for a scratch-off. That's your bail. Give me a scratch-off. I mean, what the hell? So wait, so the one guy in the weapons charge was – that was a dollar. So now if you have a weapons charge in New York, your bail will be set at a dollar. All my friends who are cops told me that literally if you're not being, like, raped – or murdered, there's no reason for them to intervene because it's not that they don't want to do their job, but they'll put you in jail, and then because of the bail reform laws, you'll be out of prison in like 5 hours. So why would they put their life and reputation on the line for you to just get out? If you were going to actually do time, and then they would do it, but they're like, what's, there's no point for us to do it. I don't know the intricacies of that, but I kind of agree. Like, you know, I don't know. Is that happening in other countries? Like, are the problems that are happening in the U.S., like this division, this, you know, we hate the cops, all this, is that happening all across the world, or is it just COVID's happening all across the world? I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, they even have these poor cops working 24-hour shifts at Rikers.
Jesus Christ. Well, the fact that you just said these poor cops, now you're a public enemy number one. If Venetia was here, she would have thrown the computer through the window. She would have smashed it. I heard. And Venetia's coming to Florida, too, you said.
Yeah.
Wow, Venetia's going to be in Fort Lauderdale. Wow, so we're going to have Venetia, TT, Homeless Pimp, and me, Chrissy D. That's a lot of titties we're going to have down there.
What should we do for TT's birthday bash?
What should we do for TT's birthday bash?
I know Venetia suggested strip club.
Should we go to a strip club with TT? Well, I mean, TT's going to want to see the water. Well, I mean, I have two shows that night, so TT will definitely be at her. You know, she'll be at my shows. But I don't know. Can TT? The thing is, I have to speak to her parole officer. TT's not allowed out past 9 o'clock. TT can't. So we're going to have to do an afternoon birthday bash. But what could we do? Like, I'm not. You know, I can't go out and get crazy like that. I got two shows.
Everyone, throw it in the comments. We'll do something.
Throw it in the comments right now. What should we do for TT's birthday bash in Fort Lauderdale, September 17th to 19th? Her birthday's on the 18th. My shows are there. ChristyComedy.com for tickets. Right on the YouTube, though, right now, or email the podcast, chriskspodcast@gmail.com. What should we do for TT's birthday bash? What should we do? I don't know. I don't know what
Figure
to do.
Out. But I actually had a fan send in a video here. He has a conspiracy for you.
Here we go. This fan, by the way, this guy, he has a conspiracy for me because this guy is a conspiracy guy. Holy shit, dude. Dude, this is what you would look like if you went bald on the top of your head.
Yeah.
This is Homeless Pimp in 15 years. Wow, dude, is this you from the future? That's the conspiracy.
No, I got Keeps. I got Keeps.
Shout out Keeps.com, promo code, I don't know, something.
Hey, guys. So I'd like to do this video. Basically, yo, shout out Chrissy. Shout out Homeless Pimp.
Just real quick, just pause. This is a 3-minute video.
Yeah, this man.
FYI, you know that this guy's doing this with no pants on. He has a loaded gun. I feel like this kind of guy, like he has a, like he jerks off and he has a loaded gun, like pointed at his balls. And when he comes, it just fires a blank right into his testicles. And that's how he comes.
Why I believe that the U.S. left Afghanistan. So I don't think us leaving Afghanistan necessarily had to do anything with the Taliban in particular. But what I do think happened is that that region is completely heating up, and I think the United States made a bit of a decision that's kind of morally dubious. So here we go. All right. So right here we see what everyone saw, which is that the U.S. goes and leaves a ton of, again, planes, guns, night vision goggles.
Hold on, wait, pause this for 1 second. TT Jerry's calling me. Hi, Boo. Hello? Hello?
Hi, can I speak to
you? All right, bye-bye. Thank you, bye. Wow, right on the podcast, we got the okay from the parole officer. Holy shit. What podcast does this? Just look me in the fucking eye right now and tell me, what other podcast is doing that? What other podcast is getting parole officer calls live on the show for literal felons that I'm bringing with me to the show that are part of my family. And then I invite the parole officer on the show. Tell your friends about this podcast. Why would you not? I'm calling myself Chrissy Keller. I'm wearing Homeless Pimp's purple sunglasses. I have T.T. Jerry, my wife, Vinny's transgender uncle, who's it's her godfather. It's literally Vinny's godfather who has estrogen tits. She has tits, but it's her godfather. And we're going on a boat in Florida for her birthday. And I am now responsible. I'm wearing a shirt that says OnlyFans with ceiling fans on it. I am responsible for T.T. Jerry. Did you hear the parole officer? If she has alcohol or does drugs, it is on me. I am legally responsible for this 56-year-old transgender person who was in prison for 25 years who blew the Son of Sam. If you're like most people, you want a straight, beautiful smile. Candid is the company that's going to help you. All you get the same orthodontist who created your plan with you from start to finish, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. Treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. You need to be an expert in tooth movement. I used to think I was an expert in tooth movement, but I realize I'm not. The average candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then, and it costs thousands less than traditional braces, thousands of dollars less. So, and with your aligner treatment, you will get candid teeth whitening for free, and you're going to get a suite only for $15. This is a $15 starter kit. If you go to candidco.com/chaos, that's candidco.com/chaos, and use the code chaos, you're going to get a $15 limited offer starter kit, okay? So if you want the straighter, brighter smile, go to candidco.com/chaos, use the code chaos, get the $15 starter kit, and send me pictures of your teeth. Bespoke post, everybody. I was reading the New York Post. Now I'm doing only bespoke posts. That's the only post that I'm doing, is because it is awesome. Their box of awesome has you covered, from travel and outdoor gear to breezy summer styles and grooming goods. They sent me a box of stuff, and it's unbelievable. I've been using their face creams. I've been wearing their flannels. Box of Awesome is the ish. If you go to boxofawesome.com right now and take the quiz, they will help you answer what box of awesome is best for you. It's seriously, like, it's just great, because it's like, whoa, surprise, look at all this cool stuff I got. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime you want. So they don't lock you into anything. They're not like New York Sports Club, where they offer, where you got to freaking go there and cancel your membership in person, even if you don't live in the state anymore and you signed up for that gym 6 years ago, and just keep charging $54 for bullshit. That's not what they're doing. That's not what Bespoke Post is doing at all. What Bespoke Post is doing is saying you can cancel or skip a month whenever you want, and that's good customer service. Each box only costs $45 to begin with, so that's great. And you're going to get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. That's boxofawesome.com, and enter the code CHAOS at checkout. Boxofawesome.com. Use the promo code CHAOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. Do it. Send me pics of your box. Why would you not tell your friends about this podcast? Holy shit. I mean, come on. Do you see my life? And T.T. Jerry's going to be at the shows, at the meet and greets. You better fucking buy the meet and greet. You're going to get to T.T. Jerry. If she's not, now I'm responsible for her to drugs and alcohol. What are we going to do? So can I not do drugs and alcohol? I should have asked her. Is it okay if I'm on? Can I do meth?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
That was not planned. That's crazy.
No. Are you kidding me? That was not planned at all. I got a call from T.T. Jerry. I picked it up. And then it said, she hung up the phone real quick. And then it was, oh, here we go. Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Not too bad. We found the issue over here. What's going on? Your heater making those noises, it's misfiring. It's getting old, and it's not working properly anymore. You know, copper. We opened up the filter again and found a ton of rust in it. I could send you a picture if you like. A lot of rust.
Okay. But why do you think it's all of a sudden broken and it wasn't with the other owner? Do you think, like what? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you never know. I mean, the guy might have not kept up on the pH and alkalinity. And again, it's like having a car in a driveway. It runs great and idles in a driveway. You take it for a ride, then there's a problem.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Yeah, I'll give you permission. Okay. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks. Bye. Speak to the mic. Thanks. So, see? So, and, you know, however Pimp edits this. So I just want to say this, the C live on action, what you got back to back is my new life. Talking to parole officers and then getting fucked by the pool guy. Getting absolutely fucked by the pool guy, paying a low price for them to for the heater to be broken, for them to break the heater. And then I go to his friend, the heater guy, and now I just got fucked again for another $2,000 on the heater. Do you see? That's what it is. That's why I have to add shows, and that's why I need you to go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy. I have no money for taxes, and now my kids are going to be freezing in the pool because it doesn't have a heater, and my dick can't get any smaller. Christmas shrinkage. Huh?
You're going to have a heart attack. Relax.
I'm going to have a heart attack, yeah. Yeah, you're going to find me dead face down in the fucking pool because it's freezing.
Or maybe because it's green.
Yeah, because it's green. So what? Okay, so Vinny, by the way, as soon as the pool guy called, Vinny came storming out of that room, storming out, listening with the maddest face I've ever seen in my life, just ready to fucking go. But now she seems calm and her foot has stopped shaking. Anytime her foot starts shaking, I thought I was dating a woman with Parkinson's disease, but then I realized she's just always mad at her foot shakes. Shout out Michael J. Fox. Shout out Michael J. Fox. I loved you in Spin City. Go ahead. Go ahead. What do you have to say, Vin?
I found something that, you know, I think he's telling the truth. So.
That backs up what he... But the question still remains, why did this problem only happen when he... Because he's saying the previous owner wasn't putting...
He didn't have the chemicals in there, supposedly.
So without the chemicals in there, we would have went into a dirty pool, is what you're saying, that looked clean but is actually dirty, like me? I was kidding.
You make me want to vomit.
I make you want to vomit? Spin City.
Yeah, when the pH levels get too low, the metal parts will corrode into the water, and then it turns it green.
Okay, so that's where it turned to green, but the question still is did they break the heater? Or was it going to break? Was that a problem we're going to eventually deal with anyway? And was it just a coinky-dink that
Did we ever turn the heater on?
Huh?
Did we ever turn the heater on?
Yeah, the previous owner had the heater on every day from midnight to 6 a.m.
In front of us?
What do you mean in front of us?
Like, was it on when we went to go see the, like, pool, like, check it out?
No, the water was always cold. So we never had the heater on. But that doesn't matter.
So he could say that he was using the heater, but he wasn't using the heater.
He wasn't using it properly, maybe. So we don't have a...
I don't know.
My question is...
Great, we don't have a pool this year.
We don't have a heated pool, but what... How about this? What if we just throw a bunch of hot sauce in the pool? What if we just throw a bunch of hot... How are we going to make the pool hot? Because your family's coming over, and we need to simulate Puerto Rico in the backyard. So how do we get the pool hot for them? That it's hot enough, it's caliente enough for them to go in it. Because what happens if they go in a cold pool?
They won't care. This is what we live with. Hello?
What do you mean this is what we live with?
Do you think we ever had a heated pool?
No. No, I mean, yeah, because the water that comes out of the fire hydrants on 4th Avenue was cold, right? That you guys used to play in?
That's actually pretty warm.
Is it warm?
It's comfortable, yeah.
But your sister doesn't have a heated pool. It's above ground, right?
Yeah.
Your sister's pool is way above ground.
Yeah, they're always freezing.
It's on the roof.
It's fine. We're not bougie like you.
Your sister's pool's on the third floor.
You always need like a hot tub. Like that's what you want.
That's what I want, because you're the one who wanted. Who's that's another thing. She's looking at hot tubs to add. We have a beautiful in-ground pool that I showed you on the backyard. Vin was looking the other day on how to add to it, put rocks, waterfalls, and hot tubs.
But then it tells me not
to add the Sunday shows. I have no money. I'm also going to get arrested because I know T.T. Jerry is going to do crack in Florida.
Don't say that.
And I'm responsible. He can't drink alcohol. He was so drunk at my birthday party, he almost fell off the roof. And now we're taking him to Florida, and he can't drink or smoke? Because he's going to be like, I guarantee this is a situation I'm being in, and I'm going to call you, and it's going to be like, I'm going to be like, you can't have anything. He's going to be like, no, but why? But my parole officer said that she don't be checking up on me like that. By the way, when that parole officer, I thought you were calling me from another room. That sounded exactly like Vin. I was like, man, hello? Is this, how are you calling? Are you T.T. Jerry's parole officer? She was like, hello, this is parole officer Espinosa. I need to talk to you about T.T. Jerry. I was like, why are you calling me from the back room? Stop playing pretend. Literally. T.T. Jerry, what are we going to do? I'm her chaperone. I'm Chrissy's chaperone.
I don't know, but you better protect her.
How am I supposed
to
protect her?
You need to watch out for her. Seriously.
She needs to protect me.
That's true. You're protecting each other in different ways.
Are you going to let her bar any of your bikinis? for Florida?
You know what? I was just going to call him before to see if he wanted to borrow any bathing suits.
So call her. She's with her parole officer, Espinoza. I invited parole officer Espinoza to the shows, too.
Yeah, the only one you didn't invite was me, so.
Because we're moving, because we're just
within. Oh, because we're moving. So.
I'm sorry. But that's why I'm trying to speed up the passport, because surprises. Trying to make it up in a big way. Big. Huge. Julia Roberts voice.
I can't stand you.
Yes, you can. You love me. Girl, you love... No, but you're for real not pregnant, though, right? Is that confirmed? She goes, I don't know yet. I'm still feeling sick. Let's get back to this video.
A lot of conspiracy today.
We'll edit. Well, I mean, the parole officer call will just leave and just blank out names. Pool service thing will just edit down a little bit.
Chop it down.
That should be good, though.
So everyone, let us know if you think the pool guy is up to no good.
Now Andrew Santino's calling me.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's see.
Should we just pick it up?
Yeah, just pick it up at this point.
Hi, Andrew. I just want to let you know this is the fourth phone call in a row we've gotten, and you're on the podcast.
Oh, no.
Yes.
On the podcast.
I mean, we could talk later about whatever it is you want to call me about, but just for a minute, I just wanted to say that I just got fucked by the pool guy. The pool guy just told me that my heater's broken and it's going to be $2,500 for a new heater, and that his friend does heaters and my pool's fucked.
Well, can I tell you, his friend definitely does do heaters.
Yes. Yes.
He does heaters.
Do you have pool issues, Andrew, at your pool? Do you ever have pool issues?
I don't. Well, my issue is that every time someone jumps in it and water comes out, I'm like, there's $50. Like, I'm like my father. I'm like,
right.
All right, there's $25 when the water comes out. I want to charge people because I got to fill it up all the fucking time because the sun evaporates the water.
Because of California. We're doing Chrissy Chaos. The homeless pimp is here. Jasmine was.
I love homeless pimp. That's my
ball. I'm wearing his purple glasses because I'm calling myself Chrissy Keller after Helen Keller.
Oh, I love that. And by the way, November is coming around the corner. Get your votes in, guys. Get your votes in. I want to spread the awareness. Governor of California, we need to recall Newsom.
Yes.
To get a good old-fashioned Republican in there like Caitlyn Jenner.
That's
Get her in.
The old phrase
was lock her up for Hillary. For Caitlyn, it's get her in. Get her in.
Get her in. Here it is.
Get her in.
Here it is. Vote red or we're dead. That's what it is. Okay, baby, let me let you go. But do you have a pool heater in your pool in California, or do you not heat it?
No, dude, because, you know, we have solar panels enough that it stays warm pretty much. You know, even in the winter, it gets, you know, but we live in the sunshine, baby. We live in the sunshine, baby.
Yeah, because I don't know how, because all the Puerto Rican people in my family, I don't know if they used to cold water.
Yeah, well, no, you got to warm it up for those beans. There's no doubt they're not going to be able to handle any kind of chill, so...
Babes.
Gotta get it hot. And by the way, that bill, the heated pool bill, strap in. It's through the fucking roof. I love it.
Oh, well, it's going to be about $2,500 more now because I got to buy a new one.
Oh, my God. Well, happy earning, baby.
Happy.
Get your money.
All right. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you in like 20 minutes. Okay, my love?
Call me, sweetie bear.
Bye. Oh, he's got no microphone. Does he have a mic? He's saying bye. He's giving you peace. Oh, okay. All right. So let's go back to this conspiracy video. This is too much pool talk.
This episode's wild.
All right, Manscaped, you know I love you. Autumn is in the air, and it's in your ball sack. Pumpkins are in the patch. Our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants pumpkins when you're grooming. If you know what I'm saying, I don't want you to make your balls look like a jack-o'-lantern. Or actually, I do want you to do that, but you could do that with Manscaped because they got tools that just help you shave your bush. 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped, and you can join in with them too. Go to manscaped.com/chaos. You get 20% off plus free shipping. So if you go to manscaped.com/chaos right now, you get 20% off plus free shipping. It's an amazing gift to get for yourself, for your loved one, whatever. They got so many things. The crop preserver, which is my favorite thing, it's a ball deodorant. And everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand. They're going to have your ball smelling like a pumpkin patch, okay? I'm telling you, dude, the ball deodorant, it's so fun to apply. Go put on that crop preserver ball deodorant and try not to get hard. It is legitimately impossible. It's like your balls are getting a BJ with deodorant. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get comfy on the home and on the go this season. 20% off plus free shipping. Going to manscaped.com/chaos for 20% off plus free shipping. 20% off free shipping, manscaped.com/chaos. Make your balls a priority this fall. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Magic Spoon, this is what I love. I do not go anywhere without Magic Spoon. I've actually already started forwarding my Magic Spoon orders to my new house because I did not want to be in the new house without Magic Spoon. And some of the painters and the workers who are doing work at my house and the guy who broke my heater in my swimming pool, which cost me $2,500, they all took some Magic Spoon from the boxes because I told them they could because I just want them to try it. And they all have told me this is the best cereal I've ever had. And I'm like, yeah, you're still fat pieces of shit, though. So even though Magic Spoon is keto-friendly and it's got 13, 14 grams of protein, it's only got 140 calories and it's gluten-free, even though all that's happening, you still can't down slices of pizza and drink beers every night. You're going to continuously get fatter. Magic Spoon doesn't make you skinnier or get you ripped. It just helps. It's just a healthier version of a cereal. So you have to understand that, okay? People are saying, hey, I took one fistful of Magic Spoon and ate it, and then I took another fistful and I stuck it in my ass. Why am I not ripped? I'm like, because that's not what Magic Spoon does. Magic Spoon is just an amazing tasting cereal that tastes like all the cereals you used to love when you were a kid, except they're healthier for you. There's adult cereal. That's what it is. And it's my favorite cereal, and I think I eat it every single morning for breakfast. And I eat it a lot of times for lunch and most of the times for dinner. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, because I had a nightmare, I eat Magic Spoon. And I can't tell you what my favorite flavor is because I genuinely love them all. I'm actually going to, as soon as I'm done reading this ad, I'm going to fill up a bowl. Oh, I can't because we don't have freaking almond milk. You know what? I'll eat the Magic Spoon with the water. I don't give a shit. I'll eat Magic Spoon with Nestle purified water because it's that good. And you can get involved too, and you can get a sweet $5 discount, which goes a lot these days because, you know, Biden stopped the stimulus check. So $5 is $5. If you go to magicspoon.com/chaos, go get a custom bundle of Magic Spoon, magicspoon.com/chaos. Use the promo code chaos. Get $5 off your order. Let me know what your favorite Magic Spoon flavor is. I love it if you want to bring it to the shows. I'll stick a little bit of it up my ass if you want, if you come to the meet and greet. magicspoon.com/chaos, promo code chaos.
Guns, night vision goggles. Yeah. We left it all without destroying it. And I think we all at this point saw, you know, why the hell did we not just destroy these weapons? We know the fact that they're going to be pushed into there. And I think even now the Taliban has their own, like, special forces now, which with our equipment. So none of that really made a lot of sense until I started to think about.
Well, here we go. Here we go.
One little thing.
Uh-oh. He just X'd out his anime
that
porn.
Not only do we have the border between India over here and China, which is heating up, as we can see in this last skirmish.
There's a place in India called Punjab?
Right here.
So. That's racist.
We also see that...
Is that the Indians...
They're also conducting...
Is that what they wear in the army?
...military exercises with Pakistan. They've been doing this for a while. And the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan has been greatly contested, especially with the Taliban and other extreme forces. So we get to this area over here where we have China, we have Afghanistan, we have Pakistan. What I think happened is that the U.S. decided to leave because of the fact that China and Pakistan are doing joint military exercises. That is clearly growing and the area is heating up. And the chances of us having some sort of fight, even if it's just, you know, the area, somebody pulls the trigger a little bit too soon. And suddenly that starts a skirmish. Now you have the United States and China / Pakistan in a very hot war rather quickly.
Wow.
And so what we did in my opinion, was we left all of our armaments there so that way no one can have Afghanistan. So that way no one can have Afghanistan. And it's completely ruined the entire area. And effectively, it will be inconquerable to anyone moving forward for the indefinite future. Period.
There's also a place in India called Kashmir. Is that where the sweaters are from?
So pretty much, long story short, he's saying that they left the weapons and disappeared out of Afghanistan because they want the Taliban to fight China first.
They want the, pretty much the Taliban to pick up the weapons. So now that, so, okay, so here's what's going to happen. Because, so initially in Russia, when the Taliban used to be on our side. When we were when Russia invaded Afghanistan, we were backing the Taliban. They were the freedom fighters. We were calling the Taliban freedom fighters. They were like the original QAnon. They were the original Republicans. They were freedom fighters, just fighting for the freedom that's slowly being taken away from us. So that's what the Taliban was initially. At the end of Rambo, they shout out the Taliban for helping. Then what happens is the Taliban becomes public enemy number one after 9/11 and bin Laden and all these things, and we invade Afghanistan. But, you know, for a few years, Afghanistan was, you know, the Taliban had left. When the United States first came in, the Taliban had left after 9/11, and Afghanistan was start. They were playing music in the streets. The women had the head dressings off and all that, and the women could go out and not be whipped if they weren't covered head to toe. And then that started to slowly go away, and now the Taliban's back. But now the Taliban is public enemy number one. So I think what's going to happen is according to Homeless Pimp's friend, aka Homeless Pimp in 10 years, that the Taliban is going to go back now, in our opinion, to being the freedom fighters, to being the good guys, because they're going to fight China for us with our weapons. So that's the conspiracy that he's going on, and it kind of makes sense, because what do we always say? History's cyclical. History repeats itself.
And also, it goes before Biden, too. It's not just Biden.
The Trump administration in 2020 agreed to the release of 5,000 Taliban prisoners. So the Taliban... Every time I say Taliban, I think of Cinnabon, by the way, because not only do Cinnabon, because Bon and Bon, but also the top of a Cinnabon kind of looks like a turban. So somebody please Photoshop, whatever, put a Cinnabon on top of a Taliban freedom fighter, and then put the Cinnabon army, and it's people in the Taliban dressed in their clothing with our weapons, but the Cinnabon Taliban, that's what it is, man. So
Cinnabon's going to love that.
Cinnabon, shout out Cinnabon. They actually just sent me a $25 gift card, so Cinnabon, sponsored by the Taliban. So it's interesting that I don't know that that's so much of a conspiracy as to what potentially it probably is. So in the future now, probably relatively quickly, you're going to start to see China try to get Afghanistan and the Taliban's going to fight back, and we will spin this. The media will spin this as the Taliban are the good guys. We already are negotiating with the Taliban leaders and have... Major nations have already said recognize the Taliban as the government, and the news now is not talking about so much about how bad the Taliban is. It's talking about, hey, the leaders of the Taliban are not that bad. That's all that's happening right now.
It's crazy. I mean, why not send your worst enemy at your other worst enemy?
Yeah, just have them fight each other. Have the enemies fight, and then, yeah, you become victorious. It's very interesting.
It's very 48 laws of power.
Very 48 laws of power, which I know we've completely abandoned. And the reason we've completely abandoned it is because Delilah lost the book. So as soon as we lost the book, I said I could get another one on Amazon. But you know what? If one of my kids loses the book, then the bit's over. Speaking of being over, speaking of the Taliban, speaking of Cinnabon, speaking of Vinny, man cuts off penis and throws it out car window during police chase. Now, I would do that, too, if Vinny was chasing me. I would just cut off my penis and throw it out. I'd cut off my penis and throw it out the car window before I gave him my phone.
Yeah, he said he did it because the voices on the radio told him it would save the world.
He's saying that he cut off his own penis and threw it out his car window during a police chase, claimed that voices on the radio told him his actions would save the world. Now, maybe they would. I'll tell you what. If he cut his penis off and threw it out the window and also voted Republican, then his actions did save the world. Maybe he wanted to be a little bit lighter on his feet when he goes and storms the Capitol again. I don't know. I'm kidding. It's very interesting. That conspiracy theory sends shivers up my spine. It's very, very, very interesting. Now, here's the question. You ready for this? You ready for full circle? What's going to happen? Are you ready for full circle? What's going to happen? Okay. By the way, what's going to happen is this. Okay. China is going to invade Afghanistan. Okay. The Taliban is going to be our little freedom fighters that are fighting against China. Okay. North Korea and China are going to begin a war, and North Korea is going to have, China's going to open up a two-headed war with Afghanistan and North Korea. And when China has got, is got hits a little bit, gets hit with a little bit of a sucker punch, the United States is going to back North Korea to try and crush China. So North Korea and the Taliban will be the United States allies by 2025. And from now on, I'm going to refer to Jasmine as Kim Jong-un. Instead of Kim Jong-un, it's going to be Kim Jong-un. Why? Oh, see? You hear what she said? She said, don't you dare. Why? Because Vin is racist against Asian people. Because I thought it was a fun thing to make you Asian. Okay, she's walking back out with the baby. Are you coming back out? I'm sorry, babe. I was just kidding. But you know you got that weapon of mass destruction last night, girl. Shout out Blue. Shout out Clear Blue. Negative. Should I just be sponsored by pregnancy tests on this episode?
You know what's kind of crazy to think? In a way, the Founding Fathers were the original Taliban.
How were the Founding Fathers the original Taliban? Because freedom fighters?
They went against, yeah, freedom fighters. They went against their ideas.
Well, yo, I mean, according to, you know, if you were a British English citizen, if you were living in England in 1776 and you look at Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, you know, Thomas Jefferson, they were Al-Qaeda. They were like, yeah, those are a bunch of bin Ladens over there. That's what they were. But now they're on our money. So it's just like they looked at them like these absolute terrorists. Yeah. So really, listen, the Taliban is somebody's good guys. You know, there's some group of men, women, and children that love the Taliban for what in their mind are the right reasons. You know, the same way the Taliban, people who are pro-Taliban, the Taliban looks at us and think how disgusting we are because of whatever we do. That's how, like, so there's the same counterpoint on their side. They look at us bad as the bad guys. We look at them as the bad guys. So at the bottom, at the end of the day, we're all the bad guys. We're all the good guys. Because like I said in the last episode, we're all addicted to being addicts. So it doesn't matter. You're just addicted to the fact of having a good guy and a bad guy. So whatever your good guy is to you, that's what it is. Whoever your bad guy is to you, that's what it is. So stop trying to interject and making my good guys your good guys and my bad guys your bad guys. It, whatever I want to think of, I'll think of. Whatever you'd like to think of, you think of. That's what I want to have the world be.
It's crazy. I've been thinking about you're always somebody else's villain.
Always. I'm always somebody else's villain, okay? My ex-girlfriends hate me. My current girlfriend hates me. My future girlfriend doesn't know that she hates me yet. So somebody. All right, here, let's take one question. Somebody. She's saying, why am I talking about my ex-girlfriends? Who cares about my ex-girlfriends? I'm saying that they hate me. What do you mean? She's saying, you can't hear it, but she's saying they don't even fucking exist anymore. So who cares? They don't exist. I'm kidding. I was just kidding. I'm legitimately kidding. Okay. This is from Jordan Schaefer. Hey, Pimpy. He emailed ChrissyChaosPodcast@gmail.com. Hey, Pimpy, you know the CAPTCHA, CAPTCHA images we have to solve to gain access to things on the internet? Too sexy for you, sir. Too sexy for you. There it is. Sorry. That's all good. Okay. So, hey, Pimpy, you know the CAPTCHA images we have to solve to gain access to things on the internet? I think we're training AI how to analyze and scan our photos and how to identify what is there. If you go on your phone under photos, it has a search option, and you can search your own phone of personal photos. Type in dog, and all the dogs on your phone come up. Is this to create a supercomputer program that can scan and analyze photos? Let me know what you think. Love you guys. Wow.
You know what he's talking about when you have to click like the road or the fire hydrant.
So is that what they're doing?
That's what they're doing. Yeah, it's 100% what they're doing. I mean, I think we're going to end up just like China has the social credit score.
Right.
I think that's the future is we're just...
So
we're,
China already does this.
Yeah, they're like deep in it. So you know how like when you drive around now over 30 miles an hour, there's a camera that'll send you a ticket?
Yeah, I get those. I get... Pimp, I'm not lying to you. I get about five of those a week.
Well, they're going to do that in your life now. If you do bad shit to your girlfriend, if you do other... you're going to get fined.
So my life's going to just be one big speeding ticket. It's one big speeding ticket because I am chaos. I am in the fast lane. Dude, we got to do edibles, man. After reading that and the conspiracy video, we have to go on. We have to do edibles.
Let's do it.
Are we going to do edibles in Florida?
Why, hell yeah.
My God. Let's do edibles at all my shows. Should we do at least one show? No, because we got actually fun shows. If you go to christycomedy.com, Dania Point. Then we got Irvine, California, September 24th to the 26th. Irvine, October 1st, me and Sal co-headlining in Baltimore. October 15th to the 17th, Zany's in Asheville. October 23rd, first show at Foxwood sold out. Second show, it's got a little bit of tickets left. Then we got October 29th in Durham, North Carolina, me and Sal co-headlining. And then a huge one, Boston, Massachusetts, November 21st, the Wilbur Theater. The Wilbur Theater, that's a Sunday night. We got the Wilbur Theater on sale, christycomedy.com. I want to do edibles at them. All of them are going to have meet and greets. I'm going to bring TT to as many as I can. But at every meet and greet, if you want to give me edibles, and we will do them on the Chris and Eddie Show at the Patreon, at patreon.com/christycomedy. That's what we'll do. You fans want to bring edibles, we'll do them. And also, you guys, I know you've been doing it, but if you want to bring Tupperwares, I'll sign your Tupperware. People have been asking, will you sign Tupperware? I'll sign your Tupperware. That's my claim to fame. Fine. But christycomedy.com for the tickets. We've got a lot of shows up.
Also Wednesday, the video of Benjamin Franklin will be dropping.
Next Wednesday, tomorrow. Tomorrow, the video, the YouTube video of me and Benjamin Franklin, that homeless pimp filmed with me and Sergio Chacon, our tour of Philadelphia, will be up. So thank you. And last week, we know that we tried to re-upload the 9/11 video and it bombed, but that was just a swing that me, Pimpy, and V took and we missed. So we're coming back with the Benjamin Franklin. We're coming back with more freedom with Benjamin Franklin Tour Philly, christycomedy.com for tickets. I really appreciate the support I'm going to get on the road. Thank you guys so much. Babe, TT Jerry will be in Florida. So come through. Let's hang. You'll meet her. And it'll be fun, fun, fun. Tell your friends about the Potty Waddy. We're going to keep doing this all day, every day. This is the very last show from this apartment, and this has been really great. We're going to try, when we move, to not take that many roaches with us.